In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Just have a seat for a few minutes as we celebrate this beautiful day today. The Feast of the Cross doesn't happen too often to come on a Sunday, but it's very beautiful to come on a Sunday and to have you, and that we all of us together are contemplating and praying and thinking and examining and doing a lot of things that needs to be done, right? That's why we're here, and that's why, again, when we see the cross, we ask ourselves, like, what is the power and the effect of the cross in our lives, especially us as Orthodox? Like, what is it that really links us and attaches us to the cross? And why we even, you know, spend some time and waste some time in the morning, if I can, it's not wasting time, but some people might think, like, okay, why is all this and going around and reading, you know, 12 parts of the gospel, of the scriptures, and doing all those things? And if it's for one reason, just to tell us exactly, again, how powerful the cross is, and how the cross is a living cross. It's not just, again, just an icon that is a dead thing that is sitting in front of us, but how the cross helped as we move around the church and we move around every single icon, how the cross was in the life of St. Mary, how the cross was in the life of St. Mark, of the apostles, of the martyrs, of all the people who gave their life following the cross and spreading the cross. So when we do stuff like this, it's not just a ritual, dead ritual, that we're doing it in order just to, here is what we're supposed to do today, but we have to find the reason behind it, and we have to really link what we do with our own life. When we read the scriptures in front of the Gospel of St. Mark, and we hear the Lord is saying that we'll send the 12, and we'll send them to preach, and how they really followed the cross and followed the life of the cross. So when we are here today celebrating that, I want just quickly and briefly talk about three points: the cross as a way of life, the cross as the power of life, and the cross as the banner and the sign of life. And we reflect on this in our own life, the cross as the way of life. From day one, from the first day when the Lord called his disciples and asked them to follow him, he told them the one thing: carry your cross and follow me, right? And we know that multiple people were following him, but not all of them were his own really true disciples, right? Again, the question between a follower and a disciple, just following the group, following the people. I am a Christian, it's a Sunday today, Abuna called me to come to church, so here I am. Or it's actually actual following as a disciple. And the sign of that is to live the life of the cross. And what is the life of the cross, basically, again? To suffer? No. But to live for the others. This is the cross, and this is the mind of Christ, as we read it in Philippians, that he emptied himself and came for the other. Live for the other. When we say that, we always get kind of, like, when we hear the sign of the name of the cross, sometimes even we get like, okay, the cross means pain, means suffering, means that we have to go through this, and God has to punish us in a way or make us go through the hard time. But that's not the full meaning of the cross. Yes, cross includes suffering, definitely. But before it's that suffering, it's the life that we live following the Christ, that I live for the others, not for myself. For him, not for myself. It's a way of living, a way of living, number one. So are we really living the life of the cross? Are we, as the Lord said, carry the cross and follow me? Are we carrying the cross every day? Again, not just, or not only going through pain and hardships, but the mental, the mindset that I am going after him because of him, and because of what he wants for me, and because how I can influence other people, how I can live for the others. Basically, it's the very, very clear view if I'm living a self-centered life or a Christ-centered life. That's the cross. Is everything revolves around me and what I want and what I need and what my body needs, and totally ignoring, or I'm living life that is Christ-centered. He is the center. And if he is the center, we are all meeting together at one point. This is number one, way of life. Number two, power of life. Power of life. And that's why we always holding the cross. I remember when right after the ordination, went to the St. Moses in Corpus Christi, and Father Pichoy, who is actually Bishop Basil right now, who's the one who's training us, and He told us that the cross is the key of life, مفتاح الحياة. Key of, always holding it. Not just because it's a power, because it's the key that opens everything. And that's why the power of life, when we are moving, again, if I hear that I need to live the life of the cross be my life, and I have to live for the others, and I have to do this, the first thing that will come to me, and I can hear it, Abuna, it's too hard. Right? Yes, it's too hard. It's too hard if I'm doing it on my own. But then comes the power of the cross. The power of the cross, because from day one, the cross and the crucified were attached together, so we cannot separate them. We can't just say, okay, it's just a symbol. No, it's not just a symbol. Cross and the crucified are one. When the disciples were in the book of Acts, when they went out to preach, they were preaching whom? The crucified Christ. That's it. Al-Masih al-Maslub, the crucified Christ. That is it. The power of the cross in our lives. The power to look forward. Again, look back again at the symbol of the bronze serpent, right? He who will be bit by the serpent, look, just look at the bronze serpent and you will be healed. We wear the crosses, we have the crosses, we hang the crosses, but are we living by the power of the cross or not? Do we believe in the power of the cross or not? Again, the cross is the crucified. We cannot, you say, okay, Abuna, you're just talking about a symbol. No, the cross is the crucified Christ on him. Power of the cross. And number three, the banner. Banner is what? As we just heard in the Synaxarium, the banner that the king had is just something to tell everybody. That's how it used to be. That there is a person in the army in the old time that is running around in front of the whole army. And he is the one that is holding the banner. And the whole army is having their eyes on him. If he is down, they're down. He is the banner. He is the one that we're looking at. When I look at the cross, I remember the power. When I look at the cross, I remember the suffering. When I look at the cross, I remember the love of the Lord. When I look at the cross, I remember that I need to live that life as crucified. And that's what St. Paul always talks about, right? That we have to be to crucify ourselves, not to torture ourselves, but to live again out of ourselves, out of ourselves. So he is the way to live. He is the power to live. And he is the banner to give us direction. To give us direction. And that's why we always, always, as an Orthodox, we always start everything with the Trinity, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Not just to declare the Trinity, but also to bring back the power of the cross. Even when we actually make the sign of the cross, when we cross ourselves, to be honest with you, a lot of times, I'll just share this with you, Luke will remember this. The first time we went to Project Mexico. Remember, Andrew? Remember that? Andrew was with us. First time we went to Project Mexico. Father Nicholas over there at the first beginning, we have the prayers at the Vespers. And everybody is there. Project Mexico, for those who don't know it, is with the Greek Orthodox and Eastern Orthodox Church. And we were with there as a mission trip. And at the end, everybody's standing in line and walking to take the blessing of the gospel as we do here. And everybody will walk and just make the sign of the cross and kiss the cross and kiss the hand of the priest and move. Comes our group. And Father Nicholas at the end said, I can tell which is your group. I said, like, why? He goes, like, is this like this is how you sign yourself with the cross? I said, like, what do you mean? So, like, I noticed everybody's just doing something like, you know, just kind of, you know, some kind of movement here. I said, no, it's not supposed to be that. When we sign the cross, please sign the cross in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as we learned, right? Not anything here. Not just like this. I think it must have something to do with our culture or just being, you know, afraid of showing or because of the oppression or whatever. But no, please, because that's, we're sending a signal to ourselves. When we sign the cross, it is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the mind, the body, and the working of the Spirit in our lives. So please, when we do that, be just observe yourself and see how you sign the cross, right? Or some people just do anything, not even a cross, small cross, just like whatever. Again, I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just like, this is the teaching, because there is a reason why we sign the cross. We have to be able to understand, and what is the intention of that? No, I am living. I am declaring that this is the sign. This is how I will live I will live carrying my cross. I will live knowing that the cross isn't giving me the power. When I have a bad thought, we always learn that, right? From when we are little. If you're scared, ulbis min salib, ish min salib, right? Cross yourself. It's not just a habit. No, there is a power, the power of the cross. So when we do this physically in the right way, we're actually intentionally able to do it, to understand and to link things, link the cross with the crucified. The way to live, power to live, and a banner direction that we are walking behind. When I am struggling with my brother or my sister, and I see the cross and I remember the cross, I remember that, you know what, him who forgive me, that makes me also forgive the others. When I'm struggling to help somebody and I see the cross, I'll see him who came down to help me, that makes me also want to help the others. Get out of ourselves, please. We are so much self-centered. We need to live that life, the life of the cross. To him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.